ER 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, with the holidays approaching, you know, the cookies, the candy, the eating, the parties, it's really hard to, let alone stay on a diet and not gain the average 5 to 10 pounds over the holiday, but to eat healthy, and it can be even detrimental to your health. So my next guest on to talk about that, Dr. Catherine Marco. She is the professor at Wright State University Department of Emergency Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Marco. Thanks for being on the show.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
So it is very tough during the holidays to manage everything related to that. And I, you know, that's why I guess New Year's resolutions for losing weight are among the top New Year's resolution. But there's usually, I saw somewhere between 5 to 10 pounds people can gain just over the holiday.
Yeah, and of course, that's different from person to person. But that's just one aspect of nutrition that we want to pay attention to during the holidays. You know, nutrition is something we want to pay attention to year-round, and it's tempting at the holidays when we have access to so many delicious foods at gatherings and celebrations. We can have a tendency to go overboard with that. So it's really important for you to strike the balance between enjoying celebrations and get-togethers, enjoying the delicious foods and the family and friends get-togethers, but without overindulging to the point where it can be detrimental to your health.
Right. And it's so hard. I mean, you know, the holiday season is kind of built around cookies and cakes and all kinds of, you know, high sugar type foods that, you know, it's hard. I mean, even at the hospital, you know, the nurses have cookies exchanges in the ERs, and there's always so much food that's just out that everybody brings in. So what's your advice on that?
Well, my advice is to, first of all, you have to know your own body and your health conditions, and nutrition's important for all of us, but especially for people with medical problems, people that may have heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes. It's very important for people who are on a diet for a medical condition that they follow that even over the holidays. And like you mentioned, it can be so tempting when you're together with friends to think, well, everyone else is having cake and cookies. I should be able to enjoy that too. And for most of us, that's true to a point that we can enjoy the desserts and the treats and the delicious foods. We can enjoy those and enjoy the flavors without overindulging.
So what's your recommendation for something like that? Because it is hard, and it's always a struggle with, say, diabetics during any kind of celebration time. You know, how do you recommend that people cope with that? Just take a taste, or, you know, have one, just that one
cookie? Yeah, it can be really hard, and it in part depends on what your problem is. If you're a diabetic, you may want to talk to the host of your get-together before you go and make sure that there will be some diabetes-friendly foods there. Most get-togethers will have something healthy for you to enjoy, even if you are a diabetic, for example, and want to stay away from the sugary snacks. Focus on the other delicious foods that you can enjoy, like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, low-fat and low-sugar drinks. There are still lots of things you can enjoy. And if it's not a situation where you can talk to the host, you may want to just make sure that you take care of your own health and don't go to a party hungry. That can be the downfall for any of us. If we go to a party and we're starving to death and there's all these delicious treats out there, we're going to possibly overindulge. So make sure that you are following a healthy diet for you before and after the holiday get-together. And look on the get-together as a time to enjoy togetherness with family and friends and not necessarily food as the highlight of the event.
And what do you see in the ER? I mean, a lot of holiday meals are, you know, whether they're high fat, they're salty, and it almost starts from Thanksgiving. You see an uptick in complications in the emergency room related to heart disease, diabetes, kidney, things like that?
Yeah, we can see all kinds of conditions in the emergency department that might be related to overindulgence or not following a diet over the holidays. One thing that we see that's very preventable is foodborne illness. So when you go to a holiday party, make sure you kind of keep an eye out on what foods are safe and whether the foods have been safely prepared and served. So if you go to a holiday party and you see that there's dishes of salads or foods that have been out for a long period of time, definitely avoid those. The potato salad that's been out on the counter for hours during a party, avoid things like that because those can be a setup for foodborne illness.
Likewise, if you're the host of a holiday party,
right,
and you're putting out warm food, you know, chafing dishes, I imagine, to keep things hot, and putting things on ice to keep things cold is a good way not to, you know, have an epidemiologic nightmare when everyone at your party gets salmonella.
Right. That would be terrible. Yeah. If you're the host, definitely keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. And once everyone has been served, you may want to just put everything in the fridge and invite everyone. You know, there's seconds available, but we're going to keep it cold in the fridge.
Yeah, that seems like some good advice, because you always see some people during the holiday season that have some kind of upset stomach that can be food related. It is definitely an issue related to the holidays, and it's very hard. Some tips that I like to do, which Dr. Marco elucidated, is go for the crudettes and the vegetables when I first get to a party to try and fill up. But I was going to say, one of the tips that you gave us that I like to do too, when I first walk into a party, I like to go for the crudettes, the fresh vegetables, and eat a fair amount of those so I'm a little bit full before I start in on some of the other things to the party. And that ensures that I'm not going to, you know, make a beeline for the dessert table or start in on the fatty kind of foods that are on the
right
main table.
Right. That's excellent advice.
Yeah. So I think that's something that I think everybody can try and do. And what other recommendations do you have to try and not gain that 5 pounds over the holidays?
Well, it's important to stay active year-round, and especially during the holidays where you might want to enjoy some extra snacks and treats. Make sure that you're exercising every day, and that can reduce stress and also keep you healthy over the holidays, can keep you focused on health during this time of year. So it's important to take care of yourself, and sometimes we're so busy with the holidays with traveling, presents, shopping, everything going on that we forget to take care of ourselves. So think about taking care of yourself. Make sure you are exercising, getting enough rest, and
yeah,
staying healthy.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes even if you always hear the complaint, well, it's, you know, I got too much to do, I couldn't possibly take 30 minutes to go to the gym or do anything. I sometimes recommend when you're running around and doing your errands, just, you know, don't spend a half an hour circling the mall parking lot looking for that space up front. You know, as long as it's well lit and safe, park in the back or walk up the several flights to your office every day, incorporating increased physical activity while you're running around doing all your holiday errands. That will certainly help. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well and tune into your health.